Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming to you once again the day after Labor Day. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. If he woke you up this morning, you owe God a praise. Amen. And I just thank God for waking me up this morning and just starting me on another day. As I say every Tuesday, if you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise. Well, the psalmist said, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. And we just thank God for you, you and you, whether you're listening at home, you're in your office or your car. Good morning to you, you and you out there in radio land. God is good. And we just thank God for another Tuesday, the first Tuesday of September. Ladies and gentlemen, it is almost fall, a new season. You ought to tell yourself that this is your season. It is your time for your breakthrough, your time for your miracle, your time for your deliverance. It's your season. You ought to declare it today. Begin to prophesize to yourself and say that it's my time for my deliverance. Thank God. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Again, we thank God for the wonderful Labor Day weekend that I was able to have fellowship, food, and fun with my family. We just mostly sat around yesterday and just relaxed, just enjoying the day with one another. And we hope that you had a wonderful Labor Day weekend, and we pray that you had time to enjoy yourself with your family and friends. And as I say every week, shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. We hope that you've made it back safely. They went down to celebrate her mother-in-law's. They dedicated a street down to down in Pompano Beach to her, and we pray that you guys made it back safely. Sending a shout out to my her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you, sir. And also sending a shout out to my wife, Minister Frieda Gray. We thank God for you. I love you again, honey. And again, we'll get this on the way to Bible study tonight. If you're ever in the Cocoa area, join us at 16 South Wilson Avenue at True Pentecostal Community Temple Church of the Apostolic Faith, where our pastor is, where the pastor is none other than our pastor, very own Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. Our services are Sunday mornings. Our Sunday school begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday mornings begin around 11:40, 11:45-ish. Our Tuesday night Bible studies begin at 6 p.m. And our Thursday night youth services begin at 6 p.m. as well. So if you're ever in the Cocoa, Florida area, come out and join. Pick a service. Come out and celebrate the Lord with us. For we come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus. You'll have a great time. Glory be to God. I'm just excited today. It is the day after Labor Day, and I believe that God has a word for someone today. For we know that his word will not return void, for it will accomplish that for which it was sent. So we're getting ready without further ado to go into the word of the Lord today. It can be found in the very first book of the Bible. That is Genesis. And I'm going to go to chapter 32, and I'm going to read a few verses in your ear. Again, that is chapter 32 of Genesis, verses number 22. Amen. And I am going to read down to verse number 28. And that is Genesis 32, 22 through 28. And the Bible says, and he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. And he wrestled with him, and he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. As a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us to come here just one more time again. God, we're praying that you be with me as I go forth, and I decrease so that you will increase, and that you alone get the glory. I decrease, God. Lord, for we know that your word will not return void. Lord, we know that this word will go out and it will touch somebody. But Lord, it will not return void. It will accomplish that for which it was sent. And God, we're praying that you bless the ears of the hearers of this word. God, I give you glory. I give you honor and I give you praise. Remember those that are in leadership, our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. Give them wisdom to make the right decisions and to do the right thing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. I want to deal from a subject, hold on to the promises of God. Hold on to the promises of God. Don't let go. Hold on to the promises of God. I was reading a story, and this story goes back to September of 1987. A commuter flight for Eastern Express Airlines left Portland, Maine, and it was headed towards Boston. There was a man by the name of Henry Dempsey. He was the pilot of that particular plane, and it was co-piloted by a man named by Paul Bulcher. And they begin to hear a strange sound in the plane. It was coming from the back of the plane. They didn't understand what was making that sound. And so Henry, he decides to go back to the tail section of the plane. And in doing so, the plane hits an air pocket. And Dempsey, he was thrown against the rear door of the plane. And in doing so, he discovered the noise that was the plane was making. It was the rear door. The door had not been properly latched, and it suddenly flew open. And when it flew open, it sucked Henry out of the plane. Before he was thrown completely off the plane, he caught the ladder. He caught a hold of the ladder. And the story says that he held on for 10 minutes as the plane flew 200 miles per hour at an altitude of 4,000 feet. And then when the plane went to touchdown, traveling almost 100 miles an hour, his head barely missed the ground by 6 inches. But having gone through all of that, he held on. He held on to that ladder. And when the first responders came to the plane, they had to pry his hand off the ladder. Because he held on. He understood that if he had let go of that ladder, he would have died. But he held on. And in doing so, he survived. That's how we've got to look at God's word and his promises. We have to hold on. We have to hold on. When we read about this story of Jacob, many of Bible scholars know that Jacob was he was the second born. He was a twin, but he held on in birth. When Esau was being born, he held on, grabbed hold of Esau's foot. He wanted to be the first one that came out because we know that the firstborn would get the blessings from the father. And so in so they named his name Jacob, being a supplanter. Amen. He wanted to supplant his brother, wanted to be the first. He wanted to get the blessings. And so we know the story of how him and his mom came up with a plan later on in life, that how she was going to deceive his father, Isaac, and was going to supplant the brother Esau of his blessings. We know the story. And so we know that after this was done, after the concoction had come to fruition, and how we know Isaac, in his eyes being dim, blessed Jacob first, and how Esau was out fixing food for his dad and comes in. We know all of that. And so we come to the point where Jacob flees from his brother, because when after Esau hears this, he's determined to kill Jacob. And we know that Jacob leaves and he is gone for many years. He goes to stay with his uncle Laban. And so while he is there, God tells him to go back to the land of his kindred. In doing so, he promises Jacob that he is going to prosper him. He promises him that his seed would be the seed as of the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for the multitude. He tells him that by going back to your kindred, he said, I'm going to bless you. He gives Jacob a promise. But in doing so, it meant he had to see his brother again. And Jacob fears that his brother is going to kill him because of what was done years earlier. And so Jacob conceives a plan that he wants to send his family ahead of him, wants to divide them in two companies in case that when Esau sees one, he attacks one, but yet the other part of his family survives. And so he sends his family on and he stays alone. And throughout the night, he encounters a man. He encounters an angel of God. And he wrestles with this man until the breaking of day. I want you to catch the fact that he was alone. Sometimes we can feel alone in life, and we feel that God has abandoned us. We feel that God has left us alone. But I'm talking to somebody within the sound of my voice. You are not alone. And God has promised you some things throughout your life. He says that I'm going to bless you. I'm going to prosper you. I'm going to make you the head and not the tail. And yet you've not seen it come to fruition yet. But I'm talking to somebody. Hold on to the promises of God. Hold on. Don't you dare give up. Don't you throw in the towel. Don't you think that God has not heard you. God has promised you some things. And you've got to hold on to the promise. Just like Henry Dempsey held on to that ladder with all dear life, you've got to do the same thing as it relates to God's promise. Hold on to God's promises as if you're holding on to your very life. And the Bible says, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollows of his thigh, and the hollows of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And the angel and the man of God said, he said, let me go, for that day breaketh. And this was Jacob's response. Hallelujah. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go until I see my blessing. God is talking to somebody today, telling you to hold on. Hold on. We know that at any time, this man of God could have stopped the fight. He could have ended it at any time, which let me know that although Jacob was holding on to him, the man of God was holding on to Jacob. I'm talking to somebody today to let you know that God is holding on to you. You've gone through some struggles. You've gone through some pain. And through those struggles, you've questioned whether it's worth it to continue to struggle, whether this is worth it to continue to do the things of the Lord. Because you've looked at it, and the enemy wants you to see that your struggle has been in vain. But it is only in vain if you give up. Because serving the Lord will pay off after a while. You've been going through some things that you don't understand. You've been going through sicknesses. Your finances have seemed to have gotten the best of you. And you've been trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. You've been trying to stretch this bill and trying to stretch that bill. And every time you seem to cover one bill, another one pops up. And you want to say to yourself, I just give up. I throw in the towel. I can't take this anymore. But I tell you today, hold on to the promises of God. Don't you dare give up. Because we understand, hallelujah, that the Bible lets us know, be not weary in well-doing. For you shall reap in due season if you faint not. If you faint, that means if you don't give up, if you don't throw in the towel. You better hold on to the promises of God. Don't you dare let go, but I want you to hold on to the promises of God. Hallelujah, somebody. Jacob, he could have became weary. He could have been weary. And you know, sometimes when we get tired, when we go through some things, it's normal for us to get weary. It's normal for us to want to give up. And the man of God said, let me go. Let me go. He could have broken free at any time. But he wanted to see if Jacob was going to let go. See, the enemy, the devil, this was not the devil. This was a man of God, an angel of God. But the enemy will try and come to you sometimes and tell you to give up, to throw in the towel. But Jacob made it up in his mind. Said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. God's talking to somebody tonight, today, telling you, don't you dare allow that enemy to tell you to give up. You got to hold on. When I begin to think about this, Jacob was wrestling. Some theologians say it was God. Some say it was an angel of God. But at any time, now when you're wrestling with God or an angel of God, this man must have struggled. He must have sweated. Hallelujah. And then the angel of God touched him on his thigh joint and knocked it out of the socket. That, can I tell somebody today, there are some scars that you've experienced through your struggles. There has been some pains that you've experienced through your struggles. You have sweated. You have cried. There's some tears that you've had to share. There have been some stressful days that you've had to go through. But you know what? You've gone through it. You've made it. Why? Because God was holding on to you. Holding on to you. Wanting to know if you're going to let go. There are people within the sound of my voice that have given up on God. They've walked away. I'm talking to somebody today telling you that the struggle has been, I know the struggle has been intense. It's been some intense struggles. But don't you dare hold up. Don't you dare hold on. I mean, don't you dare give up. You better hold on. Hold on. Don't you dare give up on the promises of God. Sometimes life will cause you to get weary. The struggles, the cares, and the affairs of this life. I'm reminded of Jesus when he talked about the sower. And the sower went out and he sowed some seeds. And there were some seeds that fell amongst the thorns. And the thorns represented the cares and the affairs of this world. And Jesus said that the cares and the affairs of this world choked out the seed. It choked out the word. Sometimes we can go through so many things in life that we hear the word of God, but we look at our problems and we say that I hear you, Lord, but yet these problems, they just seem to choke out your word. But can I tell somebody, you better hold on to the word of God. You better not allow the world, the struggles, the trials, the tribulations, the things that you go through to choke out the word of God. Why? Because Jesus said that I have overcome the world, and he tells us to be of good cheer. We've got to be of good cheer. That doesn't mean that we enjoy what we're going through. The Bible says, in all things, give thanks. We have to be thankful that what we're going through is not worse as it could be. Somebody may have gone through something and they didn't survive. But you going through it and you're holding on. I don't care what the doctor said. Hold on to the word of God. I don't care what your finances look like. Hold on to the word of God. I don't care how your children are acting. Hold on to the word of God. I don't care how that bank account looks, what it looks like. You better hold on to the word of God. You better hold on to the promises of God. I don't care how long it's been since God has given you that promise. It might be 1 year. It might be two. It might be five. It might be 10 years. But if God said it, it will come to pass. You better not let go. You better hold on like Henry Dempsey. You better hold on as if your life depended on it. God's not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he will repent. He should repent. You better hold on. Why? Because God's going to bless you. He's going to bless you if you hold on. He's going to let you know that your struggle has not been in vain. Those sleepless nights have not been in vain. Those tears have not been in vain. The scripture lets us know that they that sow tears shall reap joy. Your tears shall bring forth joy. Your weeping is going to bring forth a new day. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. He said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. That's what Jacob said. The man of God, the angel of God said, he said, let me go. But then Jacob said, I will not let thee go except you bless me. And look what the angel of God said. What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. Hallelujah. But he says, today I'm changing your name. He said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. I'm talking to somebody today. God's getting ready to change your situation. Because you've been going through so much, God says that it is your season of change. When get ready to go into the fall season, I'm talking to somebody today. God is saying it's your season for change. He says, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men and has prevailed. What are you saying? Said you've gone through some struggles. Hallelujah. But you've shown that you're still depending on God. Hallelujah. And through your struggles, you have prevailed. You're still here. You've gone through some things that should have killed you, should have destroyed you. Other people may have lost their minds. They may have given up. They may have thrown in the towel. But yet you're holding on. You're still believing that God's going to change your situation. You better hold on and don't let go of God's promises. God has promised you some things. He told Jacob, he said that your descendants are going to be as the sand, and that you're going to be that I'm going to multiply it such that you can't even number it. And here Jacob, he was fearing seeing his brother Esau. Here it was, you know, the day after this happens, after he wrestles with God, he's to go meet with his brother whom he fears. Hallelujah. He is going to kill him. But yet God gave him a promise that he is going to survive. He is going to, his seed, his descendants are going to be such that he can't even number them. He had given him a promise. That's how the enemy is. God gives you promises, and then all of a sudden it seemed like immediately trouble starts to happen. But can I tell you, God's promise you can depend on. We know the story. In the end, hallelujah, Israel had 12 tribes. 12 tribes. And they became a great nation, just as God had promised Jacob. Jacob thought it was all going to end when he saw his brother because of what he had done to his brother, how he had stolen his birthright. But God was telling him not to fear. Hallelujah. I'm changing some things in your life. I'm talking to somebody today. Change is coming. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Hold on to the promises of God. Hallelujah. Don't you let go. I'm out of time, but not out of word. So until next week, you better hold on to the promises of God. Hold on, hold on. Change is coming. In Jesus' name, you be blessed.
We here at True Pentecostal Community and Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week.
I remember when the choir